Praise the Lord. Most people are unaware that there have been such a thing as a spirit spouse, a spirit wife, or a spirit husband. Now, we know and understand about human spouses, but not spirit spouses. Our Heavenly Father created marriage for the human race, in which it is honorable and the bed is not defiled. Satan does contrary to the will of God. Since God was the one who created and ordained marriage between a human male and a human female, Satan has twisted this truth. He used for his own glory the same concept, but for evil. Satan himself assigns spirit spouses to human beings in order to kill, steal, and destroy their destinies in Christ Jesus. Now, if you answered yes to any of the survey questions, then, dear heart, most likely you have a spirit spouse who is actively working in and against your life and hindering your destiny in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus died for our freedom. He wants us to be totally free in our mind, free in our will, free in our emotions, and free in our body so that we can serve him in spirit and in truth. Because remember, the Father said he seeks such to serve him, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, the fire prayers that I'm going to give you, now, these prayers were revealed to me, Evangelist King, by the Holy Spirit as I conducted deliverance services sessions through the phone lines, rather through Skype, mobile, or landline. These prayers are proven, dear heart, to be effective and fervent in the spirit realm in setting captives free from spirit husband and spirit wife and every spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you have not done so already, visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/MiteWorks, MiteWorks. Now, as the Holy Spirit leads and reveals more and more fire prayers as I conduct deliverance sessions, then I will add to this list. In the same way that you gotten this list before, well, I put it this way. If you have gotten the list by submitting the survey, you don't need to submit the survey again. You can just contact me through email, MikeWorks@thechildrenmike.org, and ask for an updated copy. Okay? So, I want you to, with your heart and from your heart, repeat these five prayers. And remember, as you say them, and say them out loud, not to yourself, but out loud, I want you to pretend like if there was a physical thief or stranger trying to come into your physical home, you wouldn't say to yourself for that person to get out. You would say it out loud so they can hear you. So I need for you to say out loud these five prayers. And dear heart, if you experience any uneasiness or agitation, or you just don't want to do it, then I would advise you to go to our website at thechildrensmike.org and click on Contact Us and submit the deliver request submission form, because there's a strong man in you that needs to come out. So therefore, you need someone else to join their faith to your faith. Someone who will believe God at his word. Someone who God have appointed and anointed and coming against and throwing out the strong man. That's if you experience any uneasiness or agitation as you even hear me say these prayers, or if you repeat these prayers. That means the stranger is in you and it needs to come out of God's house, mind, will, emotions, and body. Now remember, if you click yes on any one of the survey questions. And let me repeat the survey questions. Have you ever been molested? Now remember, molestation is just not restricted to penetration. Because when I ask people this question, they immediately say no. But when I explain to them a little farther what molestation is, then the Holy Spirit brings back to their remembrance, and they will say, yes, this has happened. So molestation is not just restricted to penetration, but also been fondled by a child or another adult. When they look at you or even touch you with the intent of being with you sexually, that is molestation. Also, if you answer yes to, if you ever been raped by a human being or by a spirit being. Also, do you have sexual lust? Do you have sex in the dream? Now, sex in the dream, including you liking it. Some of you have sex in a dream and you are enjoying it. That is not the Lord. If you have sex in a dream and the person has the appearance or even your spouse, that don't matter. Because that person is not your spouse. It's a spirit spouse. It's not your human spouse. Or if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, somebody you know. If you are even having sex in a dream, period, dear heart, that is a demon spirit, a spirit spouse. Also, does it seem like you've been forced to remain unmarried? Your relationship ends up in disappointment. You know, even at the altar, the person changed their mind. You just like you've been forced to stay unmarried. That's a sign of a spirit spouse. If you masturbate, you watch pornography. Even if your family lineage is a history of idolatry and witchcraft, because they all work together. These are evidence or signs of a spirit spouse. And only Jesus Christ, with his chosen servant, can set you totally free. And dear Lord, I've learned that it's good that we allow the Holy Spirit to get to the root reason or cause how the spirit spouse got attached to our life. That way you can keep the door closed, and not only that, you can help others to become free as well. So again, as or after you say these prayers out loud, or even hear me say them through this audio message, you experience any uneasiness or agitation, immediately contact me, Evangelist King, at thechildrenmike.org, click on contact us and submit that delivery request form. You would need someone to join their faith with your faith for your complete deliverance and casting or throwing out the strong man. So this again is five prayers against spirit spouses and friends, because sometimes they have their little friends or buddies along with them doing their little bidding. So praise the living God. We thank you, Father, that you anoint and point me for this moment so this audio can go forth out to your children and setting them free from the stranger within. Thank you, Father, that even through this audio, there's nothing impossible with you. Even through the audio, the Holy Spirit, mighty fire, ransack, searches, rumble, and destroy whatever that is not of him by his mighty fire in Jesus' name. I thank you right now for purifying your children, for cleansing them with your blood in Jesus' name. So right now, Father, I take authority in Jesus' name, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this message. I plead the blood of Jesus over whoever is listening, Father. Whoever you have sent to listen to this broadcast message, I send the blood of Jesus to cover them and protect them from all evil, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, when two or more gather together in your Son's name, you are in the midst. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, whatsoever I bind or loose on earth, you will bind or loose into heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, spirit spouse, I command you, come out. Come out of their mind. Come out of their will. Come out of their emotions and come out of their body now. Come out. I bind in the name of Jesus every spirit that is not of the Holy Spirit, and I cast you at my Heavenly Father to deal with you as He will in Jesus' name. Spirit spy, pack your load. Pack your load. Pack your load. Pack your load and go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go out in Jesus' name. By faith, I take the scissors of God and I cut and sever the spiritual umbilical cord of that ungodly covenant and contract of witchcraft and idolatry in Jesus' name. By faith, I take the blood of Jesus. I pour over that known and unknown covenant contract in the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus dissolves it. The blood of Jesus destroys the covenant and contract. The blood of Jesus washes them, purifies them, makes them whole. The blood of Jesus has forgiven them. The blood of Jesus has purchased them. Cut out. Out. Loose them. Let them go. Come out of their mind. Come out of their will. Come out of their emotions and come out of their body now in Jesus' name. Father, send your angels in the spirit realm and grab every spirit that are not of you, and you send them where you desire to send them in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, burn. 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 Burn everything that is not of you. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire, burn. Burn. Clap. Clap. Loose them. Let them go in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, give them a clean sweep, a clean flush by your mighty fire. Fire. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Burn in Jesus' name. Ransack or search their mind. Ransack or search their will. Ransack or search their emotion. Ramshack or search their body in Jesus' name. You spirit of snakes, come out. Come out of their body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every spirit, you are not of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out. Come out. Out. Out of their mind. Come out of their will. Come out of their emotion. Come out of their body. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Continue to burn. Continue to burn everything that's not of you. Burn every spirit that don't walk like you, talk like you, act like you, move like you, sound like you. Burn by your mighty fire. 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 Fire the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Give them a clean flushing from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Give them a clean sweep from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Sweep and flush out everything that's not of you. Spiritual poison, I command you to come out of that body. Come out of that body now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Continue to burn. Continue to burn. Continue in the name of Jesus. Leave no compartment untouched by your mighty fire. Fire the Holy Ghost. Burn from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Fire. 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 Burn. Burn, burn in Jesus' name. Burn in Jesus' name. Burn in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for setting their mind free to serve you, for setting their will free to serve you, for setting their emotion free to serve you, for setting their body free to serve you, Father. Father, fill them to overflow with your precious spirit. Leave no compartment untouched by your precious spirit, Father. Father, fill every void and empty space by your mighty power of your fire of the Holy Ghost. Fill them to overflow, Father. Father, I thank you, Father, that now their mind is totally free to serve you. Now their will is totally free to serve you. Now their emotion is totally free to serve you. Thank you, Father. Be free. Be free in your mind. Be free in your will. Be free in your emotion. Be free in your body. And be free in your spirit. In Jesus' name, be free. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Dear heart, you are now free. You are free now without any internal interruption, any internal preventions, anything that would prevent you from submitting your mind, your will, your emotion, your body to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you are free. Stay free. Submit your life to the Lord in all your ways. Be obedient unto His command. Make sure you join a local church where the pastor is leading you back to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the living God. Walk in your newfound freedom in Christ Jesus. Worship, magnify Him, thank Him because He did not have to do it, but He did. Thank Him for freeing you. Thank Him for His mercy and His grace. Thank Him. He's there with you now. Praise His holy name. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And always receive of Him by faith in Jesus' name. Glory to His holy name. Thank you. Dear heart, I would love to hear your testimony. I would love to hear your testimony. Go to our website at thechildrensmite.org and click on contact us. And then you can click on the deliver request form and share me your testimony there as well. I would love to hear your story. Hear what God have done. Some of you on the sound of my voice as the five prayers went on, that was terrible manifestations where demon was coming out. I want you to share that. Those of you who didn't, but you felt the peace of God. You got to remember, it's God. God the one who chooses whether He is going to allow demons to make themselves known or not. Many of you were set free and the demon were quiet. They left quietly. Came into you quietly. They left quietly. But you feel the presence, the peace of God. I want to hear that testimony, dear heart. When I hear your testimony, it encouraged me. Because you need to realize this audio message is a faith audio. It's by faith that I know God done what He said He's going to do, by faith. And I want to hear your testimony. Remember, we overcome the devil not only by the blood of the Lamb, but by the word of our testimony. We share our testimony one with another of what great thing Jesus have done. And that will encourage one that the same God who set me free, He's willing to set you free. So, dear heart, make sure you contact us to let me know this testimony. And let me know how helpful this audio recording of this deliverance session was to you. And then I would do more in Jesus' name as the Holy Spirit lead. Again, thank you, dear heart. And praise His holy name. Stay submitted to Him. Stay submitted. Obey His word. When you submit to God, you're able to resist the devil. The devil will flee from you. Stay submitted in Jesus' name. Shalom.